name is Bryce Griffin, Charlotte, North Carolina. In 1998, I lived here in D.C., actually, and was dating a rock guy. And I found out I was pregnant, and when I called him and told him I was pregnant, he said, "That's fine, we'll take care of it." And he didn't skip a beat. You know, there was no thought put into it at all. It was truly a crisis pregnancy, and in that moment, I almost had some strength and comfort in his confidence that we were going to take care of it. And I never looked back. I opened up the phone book under A, abortion, called, you know, a place in Arlington, and made the appointment, and that was that. Immediately, I suffered from it right away, that very night. Just tried to drink myself to death over and over and over again, and eventually broke up with him. Never heard from him again, and then actually when Zoe was born, I kind of realized what I had done, you know, what had happened, and I never saw an ultrasound. The ultrasound screen was behind me, so I didn't know anything, you know, didn't hear a heartbeat, just didn't know anything. I just was uneducated, uninformed, and was not given a choice. And once I had my first daughter, I decided I needed to seek healing, and once I found healing, I decided I needed to speak out, because I don't ever want her to be in that position, ever feel like that's a choice that she would have to make. And so I feel like if I don't come to the march, if I don't carry this sign, then my baby died in vain.